Hey, gang. Did a little Solana Saturday with Easy Eats Bodega, the Solana Samurai. Talked about projects like Meerkat Millionaires Country Club, which has had a resurgence here. It's kind of an OG project on Solana. A project called Magnum AI, and a very interesting Solana NFT called Steppin with the walk to earn mechanic, and some pretty legit founders from companies like Adidas and others. Really cool one to look at. Is it a buy at this high floor price? Who knows? We also talked about Solana projects getting acquired and tokenomics within the Solana NFT ecosystem. As always, make sure you follow Easy Eats Bodega on Twitter because he is the Solana Samurai, and FTX sponsored this content like all of our content. Sign up on the mobile app with the code THENIFTY or at thenifty.com/FTX. Hope you enjoy Solana Saturday. It is Solana Saturday. I'm here with Easy Eats Bodega, where we talk all things Solana NFT trading. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. NFT space is incredibly risky, especially Solana, so always do your own research. Make sure that you like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening on a podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Easy, good morning.
How are you? How you doing? How you living?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I cannot complain. No, it's a beautiful Saturday. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. We got some Solana NFTs to talk about. What could possibly go wrong?
Rug pulls, liquidations. I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong.
We could definitely get some legislation. It'd be a ton of fun, you know, like if it all happened right now.
Yeah, $70 million isn't that much money. There's a lot of stuff going on. So Solana Saturday, we got a cool looking project called Steppin, right?
Yeah, so this is like the talk of the town right now. Like I've had my friends text me about this who are not in the NFT space and are just like, what is this? I got a buddy who works down in Florida who's interested in this, works for a firm that handles crypto taxes and stuff and crypto legislation. He's fascinated about this. So I'm like, oh, people who are like on the fringe and even not in the space are hearing about this project and they're really interested. So they kind of call this a move to earn. So think like Pokemon Go, where it actually incentivizes you to get away from your desk and, as you've called it, like diaper season, and just kind of get moving, you know? So they have two tokens, a GST token and a GMT token. And with those, it's one's a governance, one's an actual like utility, I guess, or tool token there. But it's really interesting because there's a bunch of different shoe styles, from a walker to a jogger to a trainer to a runner. They earn you this token based on how much you actually run, and it recharges the energy based on the metadata. So there's things like durability. I'm trying to think what the other ones are on some of them. But looking at them here, they have a really, really extensive white paper on how they actually outline all of this. Resiliency, comfort, efficiency, luck, and then speed. So it actually advises you like how fast you should run. You have to download a mobile app, connect to it, connect your wallet. So some people are a little bit hesitant about that. But the big thing is you can actually run and make money. The token right now is trading, I believe, at a 4x from where it was last month, maybe even a 5x. So it's moving. It's kind of flying. And a bunch of people in the Discord that are heavy in the portal chat around ETH were really, really interested in this.
Really?
Yeah. So they were just fascinated about the idea. I mean, it seems pretty cool, you know, like it actually tells you to get away, like get up, go for a run, exercise for once in your damn life instead of trading pictures, and we'll pay you. We will literally give you money.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I don't think that's going to be sustainable. Go ahead.
Not at all. Not at all. So that's the big thing everyone's talking about. It's one of those get in early type things. So yeah, last year the token actually dropped. It was 11 cents, currently trading at $2.38. So it's moving. Like, that's a big thing. But to your point, it's not sustainable. Like, we've heard people buying multiple of these, buying multiple burner phones and putting them in a backpack and going running to do like 5x, 6x their single run. So there's like people obviously gamifying the system. But the thing is, like with many of these things, and we kind of got burned on DeFi Kingdoms. That's exactly like last time we talked about a project with high like yield to earn and return rates. We got absolutely burned, like lit on fire. This gives me similar vibes right now. So many people are talking about it. The shoes pumped from 4 Sol up to 13 for the lowest now.
Damn.
Like a ton of things. Yeah, so it's moving. Like 400.
How long were they at four?
No joke. Like a month and a half. So they sat there for a while. Yeah, because the game was really heavily under development. So this finally has kind of taken off. That's the big thing. It's now they're still like working through like ways to upgrade the sneakers. There's still things under development, but it's a ton of gamification where the token actually makes you burn the token to rebuild the shoes so that you don't lose efficiency. So there's like a ton of gamified aspects to it. And then there's like, they're launching another chain. So right now, the next one they've confirmed is Binance Smart Chain. There's rumors of them going to AVAX. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is an interesting one. Who is the creator of this?
I believe it's a Dox team. Let me take a look. The actual VP, yeah. So it's fully Dox team. Let me actually send you the website. It's probably better if we pull that up here because they got a ton of mentions, ton of advisors too. Like, this does not seem like a fluke. Sequoia Capital's invested in it. Solana Ventures, Alameda Research. So not like Web3 or crypto investments, like legit companies. Binance is invested, so that makes sense why Binance Smart Chain is next. Yeah, scroll all the way down and we can see. But yeah, it shows like they have a ton of cool metrics. Some people are just kind of hesitant, I guess, because of the GPS. Like, you can't just put it in a backpack and run around your house. You have to actually be moving. So they have gone through those kind of like steps and precautions to make sure this is legitimate. And you can see it's featured everywhere. MarketWatch, Bloomberg, you name it. Like, every big finance web paper at the moment is crazy. Complete. And this is not like, they're not even using PFPs as their picture. Like, these are their actual photos on the website. So that's crazy to me. Like, this is crazy legit. Yeah, so even Vicky here said that Josh Ong was talking about it, which I completely believe. The VP of Adidas had actually made comments about it, saying that he believes Move to Earn will continue to be a massively interested space. I mean, do you remember the craze with Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Like, that is a perfect example of what Move to Earn could be. Like, imagine if those people were making money in those Pokemon or NFTs. Like, it would still be moving even faster than it is now, and people still play that game. So I know you say, like, this is definitely not sustainable. I completely agree. They are saying a lot of things are under development to make sure it becomes sustainable. Yeah, Adidas Mobile VP and the CEO of Runtastic was the one who commented on this and said that he's very interested in Move to Earn. So it's like all these people are so heavily invested that this feels a little bit better than some of these, like, Ponzi reverse funnels that a lot of people love to dump money into.
It's looking more sustainable now that I see the backing in the team. It's looking pretty good.
But even so, think about this too. And I just had a buddy even kind of bring this up, because you can rent these shoes. There's a pub on the app. There's a marketplace that there's more options than Magic Eden. So a lot of people just trade through the app, and you can even rent them out there. So for example, like, if I rented you a pair of trainers for you to go run and prep for a marathon in, we each end up splitting that return. I think this is a much bigger game. I don't think the returns of $60 a run are going to be sustainable, but it wouldn't shock me if this gets down to like $3, $4, $5. They launch a shoe line. They do things like that. This becomes a fully functional brand that you actually kind of get some kickback from, whether it's through revenue, whether it's through sales generated, whether it's through competitions. There's just a lot of things that I'm really interested in about it, because it's tough to fade a team like this, and even tougher to fade a project that actually seems like they have people outside the crypto space heavily interested and invested in it.
I mean, it looks pretty good. I wish I knew about it at 4 Sol and not 13. And I mean, look, people know that I'm not exactly the Solana samurai. And I don't think that I've just never bought an NFT on Sol that ends up either even just holding value. They all go down. So, like, I can't buy this at 13. Like, I don't know. What are your thoughts? Like, can you buy this and hold it at 13, or you have to wait for it to crash inevitably and then buy it?
So that's a tough part. Like, me personally, I'm probably not a buyer. And yeah, I'm even looking here. These shoes in December were trading under 2. In January, just around 4. And now it's just been a steady climb up. But that's why, like, even talking about this now, seeing all this interest picking up, it's interesting, because if they launch that Binance Smart Chain play, it's just like with DeFi Kingdoms. You want to get in early on the AVAX piece. So then it's like, my goal would be to get on that ground level and that first release of the BSC version.
On AVAX.
Yeah. Well, AVAX is a potential. That's the rumor right now. Binance Smart Chain is 100% confirmed for the next one that they're going to launch shoes on. So you would just earn the same token idea on a different blockchain. So there's so many ways that, like, this could obviously crash and burn horribly. Like, there's so many ways. It's a house of cards, it feels like. But I'm really interested because of this massive interest and huge back. Like, Sequoia and Alameda are not joke companies, and they don't invest in everything.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, someone said PO always buys and forgets. Well, that's what you're supposed to do, is just buy it and forget about it if it's a good thing. But it hasn't worked for me on Solana yet. If I had bought Boryaku Dragons, D-God, Solana Monkey Business, Flag Monkeys, Baby Boryaku,
oh, God, Robotics.
Yeah, if I had bought those and forgot about them, it would have worked out pretty well. Shadowy Supercoders, unless, has that crashed or what?
No, SSC is still trading at like 70. Their tokens under one. They have what they're calling a Shadows, their token. They have like Shadow Boost coming or something like that. So we'll see how it actually goes. But no, I mean, that project's 100% solidified itself as like the sole blue chips.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to have to see how this stuff plays out, but it's still hard for me to buy Solana. I mean, look, I'm on a Solana show now, and I'm just over here complaining about Solana. My bad, Solana people. Listen to Easy. Don't listen to me. He's the expert. Do we want to move on to Meerkat Millionaires Country Club?
Yeah, so this is actually a crazy situation. So this was one of like the first few mints I ever minted.
We've talked about this on the show, have we not?
But there's a reason. Yeah, so we did talk about this briefly forever ago, but now there's a reason that I want to bring this up because they got a buyout potential from a launch pad. So we've seen these trade all the way down to two. This set the precedent in the Sol space for royalties back to holders. The big thing was it was like every single sale would go back to the holders, mint funds go back to minters for life. So like our goal is to pay you out forever. So obviously, security-wise, this caused some concerns. They got pulled off of a few marketplaces. And they ended up having to then release Naked Meerkat as like their secondary collection that did not have as high of a royalty and didn't give back royalties to holders to at least have exposure. But this project has a 15% royalty, which is crazy. Massive. So for me, I think like that's insane. But
I didn't know you can even do that. You can go that high?
Oh my God, yeah. There's some like alpha passes and stuff that have like 20 to 25%. Man. Like crazy royalties. But a lot of them have like given away the pass though, so zero mint costs. And they try to just keep the community built that way, which like I'm fine with. It really depends how you use it. And people were okay with the 15% on this because they were going back to the holders. So they would literally airdrop it. I ended up actually getting some of those royalties back when I was a holder forever ago. And then recently, the team from Sea Shanties, which you remember, we've talked about many times.
Deep Sea Shanties. I know. Yeah.
Yep, SpongeBob. Exactly. Exactly. So they have a few other collections, some gamified stuff, similar to like what projects are doing where you can send your like things on missions, your NFTs on missions, and earn tokens, whatever, all that fun Ponzi we're like stuck on this episode. But this project with Hydra and the Sea Shanties offered to buy them out for 1,000 Sol, so like 100 grand, and retake over the project. So they've just absolutely pumped. We've seen a lot of like long-term holders finally start exiting their positions. But it's crazy because this isn't the only project. Like a bunch of these existing projects are just mooning right now. D-Gods, Sol Gods, Nion Heroes is ripping now back up over 20.
Did I have that one at one point?
You had a Nion Hero at one point. Yeah. I think we sold it at like 9. I think you 2x'd off of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one was actually, we did very well on, but that was a project, that was like one of the first videos we ever talked about because they had private funding as well from like some huge, huge game companies, and they're still building. So it's like, I'm very excited for what they end up figuring out.
So you see these acquisitions in Solana all the time, right? Or at least more often than on ETH, where someone says, I want to buy the project for 1,000 Sol or whatever. Do they make money doing that? Like the people that buy the project, do they actually recoup that 100K?
It's tough. So like, let's actually pull up their announcement. I'm going to read it out loud here.
Okay.
They said, what are the terms? So Hydra will inject 1,000 Sol into the Club DAO treasury, which is completely controlled by the Club DAO. They'll launch the Hydra in-house devs to build the roadmap 2.0. And yeah, likely to cost greater than 1,000. So it seems like no. Which is crazy. They are launching a token with it called Cat. They want to upgrade the art and then launch another collection to burn those Naked Meerkats for houses called Country Clubs. So they're going to try to incentivize this. It sounds like the 1,000 is just to get control of the wallets and maintain the collection and then actually start Roadmap 2.0 where they should start generating revenue. The Shanties team has done amazing though. Like their royalties so far, that 1,000 Sol is nothing across their three collections. Their token's doing great. That team is just absolutely crushing it. They launched a launch pad to launch Solana and ETH projects. So their revenue and income is certainly there. That for them, this is like a speculative bet to make an acquisition on an established community that's still been active, but the two creators, I guess, vanished. It's wild. It happens way too often. It's wild, bro. It's like, that's the least surprising thing. And they did it like, we've had a few projects too, like Neo Nexus posted an announcement like we're out of money. The project's over. and 2 weeks before was talking about like all this hype and stuff. And some of that, like some people made arguments for the Neo Nexus thing, like businesses go out, like go bankrupt, da da da. The dude made $2 million and posted a picture of him in a Lamborghini. So
I
like,
saw
dude,
that. I saw that guy. Yeah, and that guy's probably like, he's probably 25 years old, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these rug pulls on Solana are like 26-year-old or younger males.
Well, the Balloons Vote guy was 16. They said that was a 16-year-old made $5 million.
It's just straight up immature, and
makes no sense.
There's no repercussions for it right now. The other funny thing is, like, I feel like those young immature guys are really excited to tell their friends about how they made seven figures off of a Solana rug pull back in 2022 or 2021, and like hold that as a badge of honor. You know, they made $2 million, blah blah blah. Isn't it cooler to build like $100 million business like other people are doing in the NFT space? Isn't that a little bit cooler? Like,
have reoccurring revenue that continues to generate and return to you so that you're not sitting on a bag that you can't do anything with.
Yeah, then you can, if you want to be an idiot, you can go and get like a 5-car garage and fill it with luxury cars instead of just taking one picture with one Lamborghini one time. And if that thing needs repairs, you're going to burn through your $2 million pretty quick.
That sounds like a really good, really good plan, you know?
I'm just saying, like, I've heard all these stories, like, look, you'd be surprised. $2 million can disappear pretty quick if you're being a complete idiot. You know, if you're just being a bozo, you can lose $2 million pretty quick.
They burned it in 6 months on the project. Like, and they had like 5 more releases. Like, it's insane what they did. They just ran that into the ground. But it's like this project too, this was like one, it's an OG project. So people have a lot of sentimental value. It's the same with those like Galactic Geckos that a few big names offered to buy out as well. So like, this was one of the first early projects. It was back before bots. I minted 2 using multiple tabs and just spamming the mint button. Like, it was a different time. Like, we're not in that ecosystem anymore. This is another OG, OG project. They actually have a project on ETH as well, and I forget what the name of it is. But this artist is kind of cross-chain with it. They launched another project called Goblin Labs, which is trading at like a 0.02 floor. So this team ended up just launching a bunch of projects, sucking a bunch of liquidity out of the ecosystem and kind of running away with it, theoretically, I guess. I think they're still around, but they don't do anything. It's a ton of fun. It's like so not uncommon here. But let's look at some actually up and coming, like good projects that I want to dive into.
Yeah.
So there's one called, and if you could, it is, where did that project go? On the front page, if you actually want to pull up Magnum AI, they're doing some cool stuff. Just recently had a teaser launched by DGods. So some of the big stuff right now we're seeing is like these partnerships and teams kind of collaborating with other projects. This was down to 1.8 yesterday. DGods teased a side scroller video game using the characters. And the theory here is that supposedly you'll be able to earn the DGods token because this team is now partnering with them for that game. So I do think those 2D scrollers and some more of like what we remember with like Pac-Man style games are going to be the first ones that obviously take off. We saw it with G-Funk's Brick Breaker game, even Gary V's kind of like Flappy Bird iterations on the placeholder for V2. I think those are going to be the first like games that we see where projects will incentivize high places in those, try to earn returns. And this seemed kind of cool. It reminded me of like a Duke Nukem style like side scroller, if you remember that name.
Yeah.
Just really old school like crash and slash shooter type play, just some BS game. It seemed fun. And if you can use it to make that play to earn on Dust, there's a correlation there that's going to be really, really interesting for how that actually returns, what the fair market value is. Because we've seen some of it with like Benji Bananas. There's just no value in that. You know, it's tough. A project like this could end up getting a little bit more hype because of that partnership. But I was talking to a few people yesterday, and some people might think I'm fudding here, but I feel like we're just kind of seeing tops on a lot of these big name projects. Like, it's tough to maintain liquidity on Solana when floor prices are 150 to 300.
Yeah, you're telling me.
It's tough to maintain floor prices when they're 3 to 5 sol, let alone 100x that. It's insane.
Yeah, like I, it's not for the faint of heart for sure, and you got to get in early to kind of be able to stomach it. I think. Where do you see things going with Solana? I think we see better creators making better projects that sustain. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of why it's nice to see these existing projects get that second life. It's like we're finally seeing that maturity pick up. We're finally seeing people value the people who haven't left and have kept building. And it's like even stuff like this, like a lot of people kind of wrote this project off, and because they found a good partnership and kept working, it's now pumping. Like, it shows that like relationships go a long way in the space, and even more so what you're trying to build and what you actually deliver on can carry a project really far. But then at the same time, it's now tougher for me to buy these newer projects because I'm now seeing this resurgence of existing projects that are getting rewarded. It's almost like I want to fade these newer projects.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. My thing is like, with the newer projects, what's the hook? You know, what's
yeah,
the
exactly.
hook?
Exactly. What is the thing? Like, what makes you better than these projects who have been trying to do exactly what you're doing for the last 8 months and are still around? Like, what's the likelihood that they actually deliver versus you being brand new?
Yeah, and what we see in the NFT space a lot now is like the announcement of the partnership. Like, the big thing is the announcement of the partnership. You know what I mean? But like, what is the actual partnership? You know, like, what does that really mean? Like, saying the word partnership right now makes me feel weird because it's such like a played out word in the NFT space where everyone says, oh, we have a partnership with this entity. What does that mean? Does that literally mean you guys jumped on a Zoom call and you're like, yeah, we want to partner with you?
It mean we just gave you whitelist spots? Like, then is that a partnership? You know?
Yeah,
like,
if that's the case, then we got hella partnerships. You know what I mean? But is there an example of a partnership on Solana that's like legitimate, like it makes sense?
Oh, yeah. So like what Portals
people
is doing
are,
is...
People are saying that our screen share is black, so you can see me and Easy, but you can't see the screen share. Is that right? But go ahead, Easy. Sorry about that.
Interesting. I was just saying, yeah, there's a few. Like, I think the Metaverse plays are the interesting ones. Like, we've talked about Portals a lot. They have partnerships with, like, FTX, where there's, like, a trading floor in Portals, a Boryoku Dragon section, some of the other stuff, too, you know? So it's like... those partnerships make sense because you can kind of plug them in like sandbox land. And that's where I think there is better value for those partnerships. Yeah, we're still got a lot of people saying it's black. Interesting. I can see it, which is crazy. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Correct.
All
black
right.
Screen.
You just
whatever.
Got to look at me. And, yeah. The bearded guys.
can't beat that for your Saturday morning. But it's like the partnership question's tough. I think Sweets does a very good job. Because for them, they're launching partnerships with other projects. CBS Sportsline's a partner. That's kind of the interesting stuff where like they're actually trying to tie in projects to have their own space in that ecosystem. Projects having partnerships with other projects is tough because like each one has their own goals, roadmaps, and end in sight. And it's like, have we even seen that successfully on ETH? You know, like thinking about it now, like what's been a good partnership, I guess?
I think on ETH, a good partnership would be... Well, I mean, look, you got big shit happening on ETH. So it's like Yuga Labs partnering with fucking whoever, World of Women on other side.
10KTF is a great example, actually. Yeah. That was a good partnership because they took existing projects and kind of layered over them. That was really well done. But 10KTF was growing before that. Yeah. But it was also like burning XYZ to get a hold of ABC, you know?
Right. But I mean, Beeple is like in charge of 10KTF and Bored Ape Yacht Club is the biggest entity in the space. So it's like, that's like a big
little,
time.
Little bit different, bit different than Solana over here. Yeah. But no, you really got me thinking now, like what's a good partnership? I guess the Tayo acquisition, but that's an acquisition of Solsteds and Citizens. Those Citizens are now up to 5, by the way. So if we just bought those and sat on them, it would have been a nice 60% gainer.
Damn.
Probably should
have
done
that. Talked about those. Wow.
Many times. Yeah. And we're like, we shouldn't fade Tom. And what did we do?
You gotta fade Tom. No, so that guy Tom, how much do you know how much he bought Tayo for?
I don't. I think it's somewhere like it was publicly discussed at one point. I don't know what he actually acquired Tayo for. He's definitely made it back. Like he got that floor moving. The babies are flying. The tokens
through the
cruising.
Secondary sales.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And now they're launching a secondary token. That's like they actually brought on a team of tokenomics. They're tokenists. Finance people and they're now kind of building that out, so like they're gonna make sure that token doesn't burn in 3 years and actually has some form of sustainability. Of course, like any token at this point, and even someone commenting now, the highest ROI in the game on a project for staking it, cool, how's that sustainable? Like for me, you need those teams and those people to actually build those things that aren't going to implode.
Yeah, I mean look, it's hard. It's hard to drive value to tokens. It's hard to drive value to NFTs. You have to kind of be a master of tokenomics and have real value to give people to be able to do it. I think of, you know, I always talk about VFriends on ETH, Gary V. You know, that's like the type of thing I'm looking for. If they ever choose to do a Solana NFT, I'm going to want to buy that shit. That's for sure.
I'm curious because Gary's teased that he's looked into it. I'm pretty sure he owns a few things too from an SMB to some other stuff. So, and he said he's been researching it. So like, I'm interested to see where he goes because like, there's just still so many big names stepping in. Like the Warriors are doing their playoff pass through FTX. Shout out our sponsor, FTX.
Shout out to FTX. Hey, sign up on the nifty.com/FTX. Gases transactions on all NFTs, not just Solana. Cheapest place to buy your Ethereum, your Solana, all of that. You can also deposit assets. I found out recently you can deposit assets into FTX from whatever chain.
So your custodial wallet?
Well, like, think about it. You can deposit Matic to FTX on the Polygon chain. You know what I mean? It's not like having Matic on mainnet, on Ethereum mainnet. You can literally send it in. You can deposit AVAX into FTX on the AVAX chain. Yep. Yep. TheNifty.com/FTX or code TheNifty on FTX's mobile app, which I think has a really great UI, by the way. Very simple, very easy to use.
Very easy to use, very user-friendly. Do you use the mobile, though, or the desktop is the real question?
I have both because they're our sponsor and I had to set up both, but I use the mobile app.
Valid.
any closing thoughts, Easy?
No, yeah, I mean, hey, sorry that the screen went black there. Hope you guys got to appreciate some of it. Sounds like you saw some of the Magnum AI, but no, it's definitely volumes moving. It seems like we got a decent Saturday on our hands. Still sitting over 100,000 SOL on 24-hour volume, so happy about that. And yeah, just excited to see how it continues to go.
Very nice. Well, everyone, make sure you follow Easy Eats on Twitter. I got his Twitter handle on screen right now. It's @EasyEatsBodega, and we will see you guys next time.